Yes, it was an extraordinary effort on behalf of Jack. Quite often the works were hidden throughout the camp, in prosthetic legs, in huts, sometimes buried in the ground. And it is absolutely a tribute not only to Jack Chalker, but also to all the other soldiers who were aware where hiding spots were, to actually not only protect them, but also protect Jack Chalker.
And while, you know, many people may not have heard the name Jack Chalker, I'm sure they've heard the name Weary Dunlop. And you mentioned they were in the POW camp together. And I understand it was Weary Dunlop who actually asked Jack Chalker to record what was happening.
Yes, he actually knew that Jack Chalker was an artist. And he asked him to record not only the conditions and what the POWs endured, but he felt that there was, for some reason later on, if they were to survive this, that these artworks were going to be valuable, not only for history, but also for people to understand what they endured. And it was amazing that these were recorded. They were used in the Japanese war tribunals after the closure of the war, so they were totally valuable to us.
Did Jack Chalker talk about his experiences?
Well, I have been in contact with Jack's son, and he said that his father never really spoke about it. He said if he wanted to know about his father's experiences on the Thai Burma Railroad, that he should actually look at his artwork. That his artwork was to speak for his experiences.
Let's look at some of these drawings, and they are very powerful. So if we can look at this one first of all, which the first time I looked at it, I found it quite difficult to look at. Just describe what's happening.
Yes, this is a rather confronting artwork. This is where an Australian soldier was found by the Japanese, stealing food from one of the huts, and he was tied down and his hands were beaten, and basically I don't think his hands ever survived.
Yeah, it's so raw and so horrendous. And we've got a selection of Jack Chalker's drawings here, and he managed to get many of them out of this POW camp. Can you describe these ones here, Sue? Yeah.
They're pencil, ink and watercolour studies. They're done on the Hellfire Pass, and you can see the Australian soldiers working under the command of the Japanese sentries. And there's other works on building roads through the jungle. So these are very, very powerful and moving pieces.
They are beautiful as well, aren't they?
They're absolutely stunning works. They are absolutely grand pieces of art. The collection is not made up of graphic artwork at all. It's basically camp life that went on, and also soldiers interacting with each other.
And one of the other pieces you have is a picture of Weary Dunlop at work, performing, I can only imagine, incredible feats of surgery in the POW camp.
It's an oil painting of Weary Dunlop operating, and I think he's just about to do an amputation. And it was made probably post-war. That's an oil painting, although Jack Chalker did do a pre-sketch in ink and pencil, which he did in the camps.
And I understand Jack documented a lot of the improvisation type of work that Weary Dunlop was having to perform.
Yes, that was very, very important to Weary. Weary had invited him into the operating theatre to actually document how he had to improvise the utensils he would use as he was operating. Dutch water bottles were probably used for surgery on the stomachs and so forth, and how to amputate legs and so forth.
I'm in Mission Beach. I'm having a chat with Sue Pullman, who's the coordinator of this incredible exhibition, the drawings, the sketches of Jack Chalker, that he did these drawings during his time in a POW camp on the Thai-Burma Railway.
Jack Chalker had an amazing admiration for the Australian soldier, and basically thought he would not have survived these death camps if it was not for the fighting spirit. But also, I think the Australians have this really kind of remarkable personality. personality where we kind of mock each other, but it's quite an endearing quality that we have. And he said that it didn't really matter where the Australian soldier was put, how bad the conditions were with the monsoonal rains, whatever conditions they lived in. He said they were just enormous survivors. And he found, due to the Australian spirit, Australian soldier spirit, he survived, and so did a lot of the other Allied soldiers. So he actually gifted part of his collection to Weary Dunlop later on.
How did you get your hands on these? They are incredible pieces.
Yes, it was by a stroke of luck. I always go to the Irish Dawn service every year, and this gentleman got up and started talking about Weary Dunlop and Jack Chalker. And as I was listening, I realised that it was John Dunlop. I saw some of Jack Chalker's works there, made an appointment to meet John Dunlop. And on the basis of that, Jack Chalker was informed, and then we were told that we were given the rights over any other gallery in the whole of Australia to exhibit this collection.
And John Dunlop being Weary's son, so you obviously impressed him with what you wanted to do with this exhibition.
Yes, we must have. But we're so passionate about this collection.
They are just amazing. Some beautiful pieces there. You've got just sort of general sketches. I can just almost imagine Jack Chalker just sitting and just sketching away as the men went through their daily routines of survival.
Yeah, survival. And the thing is that Chalker always had to make sure that he was never seen doing it. He was actually seen one day by a Korean guard. He was beaten black and blue for 2 days, and he did survive it. And maybe that's the reason why Jack never spoke about it to his family.
I imagine people also will, like me, as soon as I saw them, felt very moved by them.
This is not an exhibition that you'll pass through and won't remember tomorrow or even a year later. It's touched absolutely everyone.
And Jack Chalker, you mentioned he just passed away last year. He had a lifelong friendship, didn't he, with Weary Dunlop?
There was an amazing bond of respect, and I really think deep love. It endured as each of them had families of their own. And that relationship after Weary died passed on to John Dunlop. He had a very close relationship with Jack.
What are you hoping people seeing these drawings will go away with, will think about?
I think the enormous courage that not just what Weary Dunlop and Jack Chalker experienced, but also to remember the experiences of all those who endured the death camps, but not just those who didn't return, but also to remember that those men who did return to this country and to other countries, and those who did not speak about it, this collection is their voice to the public, and that's absolutely necessary that this collection is shown.